This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Sevilla Man will tell us more about our newest program. Why's that? But first,
Western Michigan University is preparing to kick off a new football season with what can safely be called one of the highest profile games in the history of Waldo Stadium. The Broncos host Michigan State Friday night at 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about preparations for that game and hopefully some other issues in college athletics with Western Michigan University Athletic Director Kathy Beauregard. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Also joined today by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew.
How are you guys doing?
We're very well, thank you. And you have the first question for Kathy Beauregard.
Well, there's a game happening on Friday, and I just would like to get your thoughts just kind of on the magnitude of it. Here we are now just a few days away, and this, I think when you look back on it, is going to be one of the biggest things that's happened in Kalamazoo. And I know that your administration and your staff has been preparing for this for a long time, but now that, you know, they're literally hours away from it, you know, what's the feeling about it?
Well, there is no doubt that we agree that this is going to be a very, very special event for our community, our region, our alumni, students, and all those that love the Broncos. To have Michigan State, who is a Big Ten national opponent from an hour up the road, join us here at Waldo Stadium for a spectacular evening night game that is going to be televised. So it has been a couple of years in the making. A amount of planning and programming obviously goes from sales of tickets to the student tickets to making sure that we're talking about a program that we know is on an upswing. We know that right now we definitely feel like we have contagious enthusiasm surrounding the Broncos, surrounding our great university, but also our football program. And to be able to highlight that with our entire community and the whole Bronco Nation is really a magical dream that's going to be unfolding for us here on Friday.
When you signed this agreement in 2009, these programs were in a somewhat different place than they are now. How much do you think it helps that the stars aligned, that Michigan State will come in ranked fifth in the country in a couple different polls, coming off two very good seasons, and Western at the same time is coming in off one of the biggest improvements in the country last year, 8 wins and a bowl appearance. Does that add some significance to this game that might not be there if teams were not coming off the seasons that you had last year?
Well, obviously, having them here, and the concept was really that of the director of athletics at Michigan State, Mark Hollis. And there are very few, if any, other athletic directors in the country that would do what they have done for the Mid-American Conference and for our state to basically keep the financial guarantee dollars in the state by making games where we're playing there 3 times, each of us. And then also they promised us each a game and our home venue. So it was a good financial decision from his aspect, too, for keeping all of the fans and the students local and excited about what can happen. The onset of what we know that Coach D'Antonio has been doing with his program. I think it was interesting yesterday, even talking with Coach Black on, we all have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach D'Antonio, but this being 6 years of truly, really developing the team right now that is probably one of the better teams historically that even Michigan State has had. We lined up with them again 2 years ago and played them well with a team that was Coach Fleck's first game out of the Bronco Corral and out of the boat to be able to play up there, played them well. We've developed, built, and invested in our football program in a tremendous amount since then. So the timing, honestly, I do believe the stars are aligned correctly, and they are at the peak of a football program in the anticipation of where they're going to be nationally. From our aspect, we are also extremely ready for the game. Coach Fleck never will stop his belief in us challenging ourselves. We only get better when you're changing your best every day. And actually, the opportunity for us to take this team after 3 years of his coaching and recruiting up against a team like this is we definitely do not believe we're underdogs by any chance, and that having this at home will make that even more exciting.
Can you explain a little bit about how the finances work here? Because Western is not getting paid as much to go to Spartan Stadium for those three games as they would normally, correct? And that's kind of the trade-off here.
The trade-off here is that's correct. Normally, with the guarantees that we would have, and we also put some inflationary costs because it's hard to estimate after 10 years. I mean, we're doing schedules 10 years ahead of time, exactly what the dollar amounts are going to be. But they would normally pay a team guarantees more, whether they were bringing the team in from Florida or Louisiana or Ohio or somebody, and instead that money is coming directly to us in the state and keeping it all here from their aspect. So we were willing and, you know, did the contract with knowing that two of our games would be normal, one of our games being at home. The amount of revenue that we're able to project at home for that game is more than we've ever. We know we're over $1.5 million, and that's with not charging our students that we are bringing in from this game, just from a financial aspect, in our opinion.
Do you have to pay Michigan State anything to come here?
No. So it's a great scenario from that aspect. And then the third game is one that we go back there without a guarantee for. And are still working through the finances and the pieces of that part. But it, when you first might have looked at it on paper, thought, wow, is this really the best financial? And honestly, some people questioned me at the time. But I would do it over again in a minute. After all the years that I've been the director of athletics, it's exactly a premier institution into our place. Hopefully won't be the last.
David.
I'd like to talk tailgating for this Friday. There's going to be, I think, more people tailgating for this game than maybe any other football game here in the past. And I know that's been an aspect that's been under scrutiny in the past, just with how spread out the lots are, the amount of walking that goes into getting to the stadium and around. And I know that over the last few years, you know, you've started running shuttles and you've done some things to boost the tailgating experience. I know this year it opens up 4 hours early. But can you just talk about the planning that's gone into that? Because obviously people are going to be around here well before kickoff.
Absolutely. The university, we are not in session for our students. We are back for fall welcome. The tailgating itself and what we have done has come a long way. And where we are on this is we do have a formal tailgate activity that's actually going to be, which we have not done in the past to this magnitude, in Canley Track. So that is actually called the Stampede. Our great relationship with Alumni Relations is the one that's actually handling that. And I know that right now we're up over 2,500 that are going to participate that tailgating. It's actually mywmu.com. If there's any spots left, it's under Stampede. You basically pay ahead, get your food, drink, and then the availability for some other all kinds of family activities that are going to take part there. We also had individuals interested in buying and utilizing personal tents. Decided to do this all together, not use the baseball field this year, so that we know we have Communiversity to look forward to with that game coming up. So we have over 10 different community people that have purchased tents in that area that will also be formalized tailgating. There are tailgates everywhere else. Every one of our lots, there have been, and we've been scrutinized over the past regarding our tailgating policies, where basically we had a 2 hour ahead of time. And the gates that are the official lots that are the gates will be open at 3 o'clock for tailgating to take place. So that's tremendous. The student tailgating piece, and we know one of the other things that I'd like to mention is that downtown Kalamazoo is definitely embrace the brown and gold. When you go down there and you see the flags, and there's many businesses that are taking part in believing that our community and fans can spend some time downtown, they are going to be running shuttle buses up here too. And I would just recommend that we're going to want to have people come early in order to make sure that they can tailgate, enjoy the time, and hydrate, because we understand we're going to have quite a humidity number there, but as long as everybody plans for that, and we're working on even special hydration in the stadium.
David mentioned there may be a lot of tailgating going on for a while. It's also the Friday before Labor Day, where sometimes people take that day off from work. Are there any concerns about perhaps a number of people who show up at the football game having consumed too much alcohol over the course of the day, and in a packed stadium, that could be difficult to manage?
Well, there is no doubt that we take health and safety extremely serious. So all the way from Homeland Security issues with security with this game. There's a lot of people that don't really understand what goes on behind the scenes to make sure that we ensure a safe and healthy environment. But we do want to emphasize safe and smart tailgating, accountability, responsibility there. We do have the shuttle buses that are going to be available out of Lawson Ice Arena going the entire game. So from a lot of people's aspect, it's critically important that we do worry about that. We care about that. We want a safe and healthy environment for everyone. So we'll certainly do our best in making sure that that is a priority.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Western Michigan University Athletic Director Kathy Beauregard. Also here is Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew. David.
Kathy, I'd like to talk about the new video boards and just really the amount of money that's gone into the football program since Coach Fleck has been hired. It's somewhere around $6 million. I know that he's made it stretch a very long way over at that facility and throughout the stadium, but this new video system, having seen it briefly in action, can you just talk about bringing this stadium kind of up to, you know, modern day technology?
We have actually had a dream and knew that we were going to have to get a new video scoreboard system into Waldo. What we decided to do in PJ's first couple years, and we had been doing before that, is upgrades into the stadium in so many different ways. But you are correct. Our capital campaign dollars that we've been able to raise for a total over the last 3 years, new turf inside, outside, the entire building being remodeled, the entire building having the theme, working with the Row the Boat campaign, working with that aspect. And the vision basically was when we hired PJ, let's sit down, let's talk about it. And now we knew we were going to need a lot of money to be able to get it done. When within that first 2 years, we were able to do that. The one thing we left off the table right away in that process was knowing that we were going to have to find additional resources for video board, but didn't do it in that year. We put all our money into really the student athlete aspects of that so that they could see the immediate prices, that we could also use that from a recruiting aspect and said, okay, that set a goal that next year, which would be this year, we were going to definitely make it a priority to raise the external funding to handle the new scoreboard video. We were and are extremely grateful to our alum, Alec Gores, who actually we began a relationship with, who was very excited about Bronco football, was very excited about investing back into the state of Michigan himself, having lived in California for many years, but originally a Israeli immigrant to Flint with the family. It's quite a story on how he built his empire and what they basically have, and his brother, which is kind of fun, is a Michigan State graduate. So when we started working with him, we talked about this game in particular and talked about national television, talked about setting another standard for our alumni, our fans, the environment, the success, the recruitment, and changing the entire game environment by a new video board and bringing all of that up to what we really see today, which a lot of people feel like they may just want to sit home and watch television. They're now going to be able to see. Alec made a very generous gift of over $2 million to us to the video board project. With that, we also knew that we needed a new sound system and did not know exactly how far that money would go. Luckily, we were able to use the same structure that saved us over $500,000 by doing that. And then our goal with all of this was to be able to also put video boards on both sides of the other end zone in the, attached to the top of the Sealy Center. I will tell you that it was when we were down there for a review and a run through for the game, and those boards went on and the new sound system went on, it exceeds everybody's expectations from what we really believed we're going to be able to see and engage people in and make it a complete, unbelievable, enchanting, magical evening at Waldo. And the cameras we have, they're going to be able to, on the two boards that are up on Sealy, could be showing something entirely different than what's on the scoreboard. When you see the Bronco pregame experience up on that and what we're going to be able to do to engage the fans, it's just going to make it complete.
Looking at the football schedule for this year, you play this Friday night game with Michigan State and then a series of Saturday games through October 24th. And then from that point on, the Broncos do not play on Saturday for the rest of the season. There's some Thursday night games in there, Wednesday night games in there. The good news for fans is all those games will be on television, so they can see them. But and I know this is not necessarily anything that you can control. These are TV contracts that the MAC works out. But as an athletic director who's got to think about these things, how do you weigh the fact that you will have more exposure on television versus the fact that a family that might be able to come on a Saturday afternoon may not be able to make it Wednesday or Thursday night?
This is one of those subjects that you could debate for a long time. The Mid-American Conference was the first conference to commit to ESPN, I believe probably 15 years ago when we started the midweek night games. By doing that, we know that it is not our fans' favorite time to necessarily be coming to a night game in November. But decisions were made from an exposure aspect that we are on national television on those games. We're running for the race of where you're going to end up in the MAC with those games being scheduled where they are. So it is a good news from the aspect of the national exposure and the high expectation for the Broncos. It is not necessarily the best situation for the family environments that we are able to bring to Waldo Stadium. And I would tell you we're a little unique like that. Many of your other MAC schools don't have the attendance and the support that we have over the weekends, and their attendance numbers don't necessarily change much between the weekends and the weeknight games.
So for them, there's not a great loss in playing Wednesday night.
For some of them, it is not, compared to what we know we haven't done in the last few years, is had that opportunity. We've been on the road with it, but knowing home, planning it, knowing what the games are, high expectations there. And we will make it great events, and we believe that the Broncos are definitely going to be in the running for the West Division title and moving on to the championship game. We take one game at a time, but that is what we expect, and we will make that environment and believe that our fans will support us and we'll find special ways in getting things done. We are excited, though, that Central Michigan and Western were very unique, that they also will draw well on weekend dates. And we've been lucky this year. The coaches and us as athletic administrators have hoped that that Central Michigan game this year would still be on a weekend and here in Kalamazoo, and that is true.
David.
Going off of Gordon's point, with the final 5 weeks being played on weeknights and maybe the attendance dips a little bit, I have to think that this Michigan State game and the way that you marketed the tickets for that game and pushing the season ticket sales has to kind of help counter any dip in attendance to those final 5 weeks.
We absolutely believe that. You know, you spend a lot of time planning what you're going to do with how you're going to promote these ticket sales for a game such as this. And when we look back, I couldn't be more proud of our staff and how we established this. Our season ticket sales more than doubled with the inclusion of this game. But they were also enticed by having the Central Michigan game at home, too. And from that aspect, our ticket sales have been great. We had the pick three ticket sales that people can do. So some picked this game along with two of the night games, which might surprise some, but some believed, wow, this is going to be, we want to be a part of it. And truly, we believe the excitement, as tough as the schedule is, that our fans are going to stick with the Broncos, because you're going to see this team improve throughout the year by far. We're still young. We still have some experience, but no doubt, tough preseason schedule. When we get to the MAC schedule, it's only going to make us better from that aspect.
We're down to just a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you a little bit about player safety, which maybe really moved to the center on Friday when Illinois fired their head coach, Tim Beckman, largely over concerns about safety. No team wants to fire their coach a week before the season starts. And, of course, there's a little more interest here because the former Bronco head coach, Bill Cubitt, has become the interim coach for the Illini. But I'm wondering, is player safety now one of those things that a coach can potentially lose her job over? I mean, wins and losses, obviously, you know, breaking NCAA rules. Has player safety moved into that category where, yes, if a coach is not paying attention to this or disregards it, that's grounds for them losing their job?
Well, I can't speak to the Illinois situation at all other than what you may read or hear. And sometimes we don't always know what the real facts are that are there. I can speak to Western Michigan University, and it is my staff, the individuals that we hire, the coaches we hire, the trainers, the administrators. First priority is our student-athlete experience and the safety of the student-athlete. We have, for an example, obviously the concussion movement has moved to the national forefront based on what's been happening in the NFL and the lawsuit there and the awareness that comes now for us collegiately, but not just us. We're down into high schools that are handling these situations and the concussion managements. We have always been and always will make sure that that is the number one priority. Our athletic training staff, one of the things we did this year, which is unique even in a tough political financial climate, we've added 4 additional athletic trainers to our athletic department staff so that we have more training, hands-on experience with all of our teams and with the numbers, because we definitely felt that it was an area we needed to enhance. And the risk management aspects of how you manage the concussion aspect, we've been way ahead of the game. Last year, we were one of the teams in the MAC that actually instituted our own spotter and watch person, which was Ben Dennis Corbin, who runs our medical services staff, in and upstairs evaluating what else is going on the field to make sure in case the doctors, the team, the players, somebody misses a hit or something. And we'll give you a perfect example that when we played at Michigan State a couple years ago, sometimes you can't always see what's happening in the middle. And Coach Fleck teaches our student athletes that if somebody is hit to the point where they know they got to stay down and go down, and if your team sees something and the athlete themselves may not be able to react to, that the team helps them stay down until we can get help on the field. Sometimes a wider vision from up top can add to that. But we had our very good quarterback, Tyler Van Tuberen, take a hit at Michigan State that nobody saw to the point of what it was until he made the next play call and we could tell he needed help. So this should be something, and it's gone national now, where the spotters, unfortunately, through the situation at Michigan last year, it brought more national attention to all of this. The Big Ten, for example, is hiring spotters out of the Big Ten office that will be assigned to stadiums in their league throughout, very similar to the instant replay, that will be up in and an independent viewer of, obviously, anything that they may see where you need to call the timeout, message down to the trainers. And the most important thing people need to understand here, it's not up to Coach Fleck. It's up to our doctors to make the call. Coach Fleck respects that, knows that. It's not just for football. We've got the, you know, obviously our ice hockey program, our soccer program, our gymnastics program. All of those are areas that we continue to review and make sure that we're taking care of our student athletes' health.
One last question. You mentioned earlier you'd love to do this again at Waldo Stadium with Michigan State. Are there talks of a similar agreement?
No, we are not and have not had any official talks. My hope is that the game just goes exceptionally well from all aspects of things, that there might be not just Michigan State, but maybe even some others that might be interested in doing that. The playoff system has changed scheduling in college football too. And so we'll see some of that as we're moving forward. And so some of that also will be taken into how other teams coming into Waldo, and when they see how great the Broncos are going to be, and you know, infectious enthusiasm for rowing the boat and doing exactly what our goals and objectives have been for our athletes to have championship opportunities are going to be there.
Western Michigan University Athletic Director Kathy Beauregard, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Go Broncos.
And we also want to thank Kalamazoo Gazette reporter David Drew.
Thanks for having me on.
Western Michigan begins the football season Friday night. They will host Michigan State at 7 o'clock at Waldo Stadium.